I love that because I'm from the country. I grew up in the country on a farm, big farm. And so that sense of family and community is something that always has called my attention. And so, yeah, I came down here and I said, someday, I'm moving there. Someday, I will live in Costa Rica.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen bei Work-Life Stories. Ich bin Mona Rüssmann und in diesem Podcast geht es um die Faszination des Neustarts. Beruflich, privat oder gleich beides zusammen. Spannende Menschen erzählen hier von ungewöhnlichen Lebenswegen und mutigen Entscheidungen. Lass dich inspirieren. Ich wünsche dir viel Freude beim Anhören dieser Episode. Los geht's! Good. Welcome to Work Life Stories. This is my first episode here today directly from the jungle. And I do have the pleasure of being the guest of Ryan and Dennis in their little jungle home here. And they have quite some stories to tell. So welcome, gentlemen, and thank you for being my guest here today.
Happily, yeah.
Thank you for having us and welcome to our jungle home.
Thank you for joining me. So let's start with, where are you guys coming from?
Well, I was born in Wisconsin in the United States, also lived in Florida. So that's my background. I started out as a hairstylist in Wisconsin when I was just turning 17 in an apprenticeship, which ended up not being my last career, but my first. And the road from there has led me once down to Florida, and then further on south to Costa Rica. This is about 16 years ago that I moved to Costa Rica.
Well, quite a pass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dennis, how about you?
Hi. I was born in Nicaragua, and I was raised in Costa Rica. We moved to Costa Rica when I was 4 years old. And very interesting fact, one of my first like informal jobs, because I started working very young, so I used to sell cosmetics and perfumes. So it was a very interesting job. And later on, I started my first official job as a receptionist. So I was always had contact with tourists, with Germans, with Americans, Canadians. So I got a lot of influence from that. Besides that, I think learning another language, in this case, English, that opened a lot of opportunities. And yeah, I enjoy a lot living here in this place because it's very calm. And I think that gives us a lot of peace and you feel like more connected with nature as well.
So how do a guy from Wisconsin and a guy from Nicaragua meet?
The internet.
Internet.
Yeah. Social media comes really? To the rescue. Yes. And this was, almost 13 years ago now.
Yeah, 13 years ago. And it was very interesting because Ryan speaks very good Spanish, like very clear.
I'm working on that, Dennis.
I thought at the very, very beginning that he was actually from Costa Rica. He was pretending being an American just for, to try to.
Yeah, sin llamar la atención. Es como to like stand out a little bit more, So this is, I'm like, here's my passport,
Yeah, but when we met, well, I realized for sure that he was not from here. And I think something very interesting that we have a lot of in common. And I think one of the things is that we enjoy like small things, like this type of living, like just simple, being close to nature, just have only the necessary, not to have more than that. And
And even our design aesthetic is very similar. Or traveling.
So you kicked off Wisconsin and then Florida.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, moved further down south.
Yeah.
So what brought you then to Costa Rica?
When I was living in Florida, I met a Tico, a Costa Rican guy. And he's just like, you have to see my country. Costa Ricans are very proud of Costa Rica. And they should be. Costa Rica is an amazing country. Yeah. And so, you just have to. And I've always liked traveling. So I'm like, okay, you know, just that. I'll go to Costa Rica. I came here for 2 weeks the first time. And I just, it was love at first sight. The country, the people, especially, you know, what, 18 years ago, 17, 18 years ago, there's this a sense of community. Mm-hmm. And that's part of our attraction to this area, is that sense of community still exists, still breathes and lives, and it is thriving. And I love that because I'm from the country. I grew up in the country on a farm, big farm. And so that sense of family and community is something that always has called my attention. And so, yeah, I came down here and I said, someday I'm moving there. Someday I will live in Costa Rica.
And this day came.
Yeah. And eventually this day came. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I think that you moved here when you were 4 years old.
In my case, the reasons were completely different. It was because political and economic hardship from my country, which is well known. But it's very interesting because Costa Rica, it's a very, I don't know, it's an amazing place. Because, for example, Ryan, he's coming from a first world country. But he enjoys being here. Mm-hmm. And in my case, too. I mean, there's something in Costa Rica that makes you feel like this is the right place to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of European and foreigners, they feel the same because, you know, you can also find a place when you feel part of a community, right? So I think this is a good example of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what brought you guys to Roma del Mar?
Okay. Well, I work in now the love of my life career-wise is technology. Mm-hmm. I love computers as long as they're Mac or Apple. I'm not really good with Windows. And this is part of the story. So Jenny, who is like Jenny and Lars are the founding fathers and of Roma, and Lars had gotten her an iMac, and she would leave it in the box. Mm-hmm. And I need somebody to show me how to do this, and through just certain channels with websites and emails and all this stuff, which is something also I work at, we came into contact, and she just said, "Hey, can you come help me?" So I came here for a week to help her get her Mac set up and get used to it and working with it. And I mean, Jenny she's like a sister from another mister, if you want to call her, just a sister, you know, like one more on the list of three sisters, but Jenny's just like family, and they're treated me so well. And Roma, there's a magic here. I don't know. And people see it. And if you see the magic here, it's because you belong here. And so there's this, like Dennis was saying, this peace, this strength, this absolute peace here. And I think it's good emotionally, spiritually, just in all sense of the word. Roma is a magic little corner of Costa Rica. I mean, Costa Rica is amazing. Roma is just wow. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and all the, you know, all the other houses have their own little bit of nature. You know, we've got that, every house has got that little own jungle forest to that, and that just brings.
And we have the monkeys, and we have the birds, and we have the green.
Yeah.
And also it's located.
The sound of the mar and the ocean.
One of the six blue zones of the world.
Yeah.
This is for blue zones. So.
And a blue zone is something that is, as they say, that people have there's more longevity. You live longer living in a blue zone. And that doesn't hurt. Yeah. And then we have an international community. So you've got this basis of nature, this privacy, and then along with that, you get to experience other cultures, other ways of looking at life. It's just, I mean, where do you get this? And anywhere else? Where? You know? And so Roma eventually, 10 years later, eight years later, ended up living here. Yeah. So was that 8 years after meeting Jenny, ended up here. Yeah. And
super interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I see the community growing, or I had the pleasure of visiting Jenny and Lars over the years again and again. So I see the community growing and more people joining. And I can see that it's not only Germans or Americans, but now really growing. So it must be interesting to live in.
Yeah. Canadian, Czech Republic, Chile.
Yeah.
Just all these cultures and all these wonderful people and the people here. It just, they fit everybody. Yeah. It's magic. I keep saying that because it is.
So what do you think is the common ground? Why does that work? Because international communities do not always work just from the start. But what do you think? What joins you? What is the common denominator? Is it the peace of nature? Is it the joint targets?
The people that are drawn here are innately happy people. Right. And if somebody's happy, it's hard for that conflict to just arise out of even a group of happy people. And they're full of life. And there's a saying called pura vida. And that means, pure life, really, or just you're filled with life or you enjoy life. And these are the people who come here. And so it's innate. It's interesting because I don't know how it happens.
Yeah.
But there's very little conflict, if any, in Roma, and we have, you know, there's the social times and there's where everybody gets together and pizza nights or you know, coming the first of the year is the dance fever, you know, gathering for everybody in Roma, and those things bring everybody together, but it's the people, I think, really, who are just, they're happy, and I think that's A, it's super important to live your life that way, and B, it's like a magnet. And the more people who are like this, the bigger the magnet gets and pulls in more of the same.
But it must come from within, right?
Yeah.
It must come from within.
Yeah.
And I think there's another common ground. Like, most of people came from places they used to be like super busy or being in a rush, and they were not probably enjoying their life because they were just working or being busy. And you know, at the end, it's important always to take care of yourself. I think it's important to work. It's important to take care of your things, but you also need that mental health. And I think this place is a way of looking for that mental health balance. So that I would say that's another.
Yeah, it
reason.
Has some soothing character.
Yeah.
Everything, just looking out into the jungle and hearing the sounds and seeing the birds.
And we're very close to the sea, so I think there's other energy there coming from the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
It's hard not to find positive energy from here.
Yeah. I think it's hard. It's hard to feel like upset here because you just go out and see the forest and the pure air.
Yeah.
You can see the stars because even in Costa Rica, if you go to the cities, it's very hard to see the stars.
If you look up, if you look up, it's just sort of a...
It's dark.
Well, and it's cloudy too in San Jose because it's the nature of it being a valley. But you don't see that. You go out here and when the moon is, you know, low, on the low side, it's just every direction is stars.
Mm-hmm.
And
I saw a shooting star.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm. That's
great. It's very interesting.
So, living in paradise. Dennis, what do you do for a living right here?
Right now, I'm working from home. I work for Amazon. I've been working for Amazon 8 years already. I work for human resources.
Okay.
So, that's my career. And I enjoy a lot my work. And also, I'm super happy because I have the opportunity to work from home. So I don't have to go to an office.
So that would be the next Amazon office? Would that be in San Jose?
Yes. Okay. Which is far away from here.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm happy that I have the opportunity of working here. And I think that helped me a lot to have like a better mental health and stability. And yeah, I think like I have a better living here because it's the good balance, like living in a place that I enjoyed a lot and also I have my job. So.
Yeah, Jenny and Lars said that they invested a lot in the Wi-Fi. So you have a stable connection and can which everyone can sit in.
Yeah,
work from
it works.
And a lot of changed in the community as well, I think, over COVID and with the better connections available, so totally new working opportunities.
That was something positive out of the
something negative,
massive situation with COVID.
That's right. Some Corona gold.
Yeah.
Well, so many negative things.
Yeah, the silver lining.
as it were. Some things must be positive. Yeah. And you continued working in the IT.
Yeah, I've been working in systems administration, amongst other things. But it was the same company for 12 years, full time for the last 8 with them. And I'm fortunate because I work with amazing people, and it doesn't feel like work.
Oh yeah,
like right now we're in the middle of the day. It's lunchtime, and I'm just okay. I'll be busy for a little bit. You guys keep everything together, and you know I've got something to do, and that's good. Or I jump in the pool and then take a break for half an hour and get in the pool. Or we run and do some errands quick. So that flexibility, and then this is the life that people should live. I think not. Run, busy, run, stress, and at the end of it all, you're just tired.
And you can't take anything with you.
The travel space at the end is very limited.
Yeah.
So talk about the luggage allowances, it's just tiny. So this is the life. Like, stop at whatever time, take a 5-10 minute personal mental break, and your life is just. There's stressful parts of my job. I won't say that it's not. I love it, but I mean, it couldn't be good if I didn't know what it was to have it bad. So there's parts that I'm just like, and I'm stuck at the computer for hours on end and fighting through it and getting through it and getting it. But at the end, now I jump in the pool or I go outside or the birds start screaming or the monkeys start screaming. And all that stress just leaks right out because it's not being contained like that run, rush life. That's especially in the United States. I know that everybody, European community as well, works very hard, but in the United States, I feel like the push is even more extreme. Like vacations to me, you don't have vacations. There's no nothing. There's no benefits or nothing. And to have the benefit to be able to just walk away for 5 or 10 minutes is worth everything. It's priceless. Yeah. It's absolutely priceless.
I can understand.
Yeah.
Like you say, taking a break for just half an hour and just relax your eyes by, looking at something else than your computer or taking a jump in the pool.
Or just disconnecting. Just disconnecting and just giving yourself 30 minutes of attention. This is important in life, and it's hard to do when you're on a time clock and you're on this and you're on that. So I think that's like Dennis talks about your mental health and being here. It gives you that. It gives you that naturally. It gives you that because how can if you're feeling upset or you're feeling stressed, you're feeling just go outside with a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or just alone and just a couple of glass of water and just sit there with the forest and the nature and the breeze and the sound of the ocean. And that it just all drains out. Yeah, all that negative, and it just recharges your batteries.
Yeah, we sort of feel the same way. We only have for now only a pretty limited stretch of time. We're only here for less than that 2 weeks, but it doesn't feel too short because once you come here, basically once you touch down in San Jose, it feels like your vacation is starting.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel relaxed once I touch down in San Jose, and it just gets better.
Yes.
Coming over there.
Like just experience through the ferry. So all the ferry, a good experience.
It's a tour.
Tour. You see the Gulf. You see the nature. It's beautiful.
The little islands.
Islands.
And we even came to a situation when we had to leave the ferry. There was a situation that the car that was in front of us took a little more time to unload everything they had. And we were sitting there and we were kind of stuck. And we were like, okay, nobody is complaining. Like in Germany or they would be honking.
Well, the US, in the US, you'd have people out of the car,
pushing. Sitting there and Yeah, so they just needed the time, and it took a couple of minutes longer, and eventually we got off, and everything was fine, and yeah, we said, okay, this is our first Pura Vida moment.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That's
you got it.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. And I think that's one of the things you have to understand. Culturally, Costa Rica is not in a hurry. They're just not in a hurry.
Yeah.
And if you are, and you stress about it, it's really your own stress. Because they're not worried about it, you know? Yeah. And I don't think that that's a bad thing. I think it's something that's really good to learn that I can't do anything about it. I'm just going to wait here and it'll sort itself out, you know? So.
Well, it has its own pace, but it's getting there, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually a Costa Rican citizen now. So, I mean, because we're married 8 years, almost nine. It'll be 9 years in 2024. And since he's a citizen, I got my citizenship. It should only take 10 months. This is what it says by law. Mine took 14. So, but it's there. I had. So just breathe. Just relax. Just say, there's nothing I can do. Pura vida.
We're getting there.
And we'll get there. Yeah.
Tell me about your arts project. You have some plans with Remnants from the Sea, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's in its infancy.
It's in the planning. It's in the planning process, but and also we're looking for ideas and you see the opportunity of using what the sea has given us, which is the driftwood. There's a lot of driftwood there, and making something beautiful.
Unique and beautiful.
Like we would like to build like unique pieces. Mm-hmm. Like you wouldn't want to do the same. And we would like to use our imagination, creativity. And yeah, I think that would be a good start, a good project when we're looking forward.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I've seen a few first ideas.
Yeah. Yes. They are.
Yeah. And I mean, you have like 50 neighbors around.
Who? Yeah. And growing.
I could imagine that one or the other would be interesting.
Yeah. Social media now, it's a good platform to show what you're doing.
And it's about a lot of people they go to the beach, they'll burn it at night in a campfire. And that's fine. But instead of, we want to repurpose, we want to upcycle it. Instead of, you know, making art or whatever or stuff out of you know, raw materials, it's better to take something that nature's giving you. And once again, there it is. You're connecting again with nature. And every piece is unique and every piece is different and every piece is distinct. And I think that brings, a quality to it, a specialness to it. And so we're excited.
I guess you open up a shop here, it takes a bit to find you and reach you. But
Yeah, we'll have to do something more central because, yes, we do have the last little tiny corner in the hidden away.
I was really proud of myself that I found you guys. Yeah. Gave me directions, and I'm really not good with directions. But I said it's the turquoise house, and I was so happy when I saw the first color corner. I was like, yes.
It's on purpose.
Yeah,
it's absolutely on purpose.
We have a view to the sea, but I really enjoy our view to the forest.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, we have like monkeys there. Like there, right there. Like, I'm good with them being at the what, 15 meters away? That's close enough.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And also we built our garden from scratch.
So yeah. This is another.
It feels amazing to see that your plants are growing and you saw from the very beginning when they were very small or when you just plant a seed and now it's growing. There's something beautiful. So we have flowers. We have hummingbirds.
Yeah.
We have the monkeys and
the little tiny green, the periquitos. Okay, the
parrots.
The little parrots, the little tiny ones. Yeah, they fly over, and then the noise from them is just—it's like a little symphony. Like, yeah. It's a little choir, actually, is better said.
And butterflies.
Oh, some genius! We have hundreds of butterflies. Yeah.
Have you ever encountered an animal coming close to you where we're like, oh, you are not really our guest?
Snake.
Well, that's just a little you, not me much. But when we find a tarantula in the house, that's or a scorpion in the house, it happens. We're in the jungle. Mm-hmm. And there's no, you know, and then they were here first. And we try to escort them out.
Yeah.
But if they're being belligerent, you know, there's this little bit, because we do have the little guy, our little dachshund, our little wiener dog, Johnny, and we don't have to worry about his, you know, well-being as well. So, yeah, the venomous items, those I don't care for. But I'm not freaked out by, before we built the house, they were in a duplex, and there was a coati. You know, this is the brown record of the real tail. He started coming up by the house. Oh, sweet Jesus. He's such a cute little thing. Oh, I wish he'd show up here. I'd give him apples, whatever. And he was just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I do like animals. I do like nature. So, you know, even the spiders and their webs, as long as they're outside, they're welcome to be there because they are an integral part of nature. The bees, you got to love them because they give us our food and everything. So we've got to
enjoy the honey. The honey.
Very much so. So, you know, it's part of the connection again. You know, you just have to realize that, you know, they were here first and they're essential to our lives. They're very important. And as long as they're not terribly intrusive or dangerous, absolutely. We're pretty okay.
They're not exactly running after you.
Yeah. We did have an incident where Dennis likes to chickens. He likes having chickens. And in one night, we're not exactly 100% sure, but we went from 7 to 0 chickens.
Oh.
Something opened the cage and then yum, yum, yum. And that was that.
That was the story about the chickens.
Yeah.
I think it was a puma.
But like I said, we've never seen anything dangerous or. I mean, yeah, snakes are generally more afraid of us than we are of them, and they, you know, they don't want to see us. They don't want to, you know. And I mean, even wild animals or coyotes or pumas or whatever it is, generally avoid humans, and with good reason usually. But we've seen, the best I could say is a partridge. It's like a little guinea hen. And they come right up onto the property and they look, and then they all go running off. And it's just super cool. I mean, I love that kind of stuff.
Iguanas.
Oh, iguanas. I mean, endless. Yeah.
It's like live TV here.
Yeah, right?
I don't need Animal Planet here.
Right. Yeah. We're dismissing Sir John Attenborough to narrate what's passing in front of us. But beyond that, no, yeah.
So I have the pleasure of talking to two really satisfied guys here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I can see that. So what are your plans for the future? We've learned about the art. Learned about your professional lives.
I would say,
what plans do you have?
You know, we're still sort of finishing touches on the house here. We'll probably do another one, and then I would say travel. Because that's our passion. Like, this is the biggest thing that we share, travel. Like, my sister lives in Scotland, actually in Edinburgh. And she says, come over for a week. No, sweetheart. If I'm going to Europe, it's not a week. You're going to have, you know, this is going to be our home base, and you're going to deal with this until they kick us out, you know. It's just get this house pretty much done and then take off a building or anything, and really, for a while, and just off we go. It's just what we love. Travel.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and we've got Spain and Greece and Italy and Germany and Scotland and whatever else. And where else? I mean, everywhere.
Also, cooking is another hobby.
Oh,
I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah.
Ryan is more into like international food, like Asian food, and I'm more into like our typical food.
Okay.
Costa Rica, Nicaragua, typical food, yeah.
Yeah, like Latin food.
Yeah, it's a good combination.
Oh, yeah.
And
we
enjoy a lot of spicy, a lot.
Well, our next planned trip is Mexico, well, Nicaragua, but then Mexico. And we've been, like I said, we've been stretching our spicy limits to get us up there. So we'll go to Mexico, we can hold our own.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Sounds like nice plans.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot to do on your list.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for these insights.
Yeah.
Insights of jungle living.
It was fun.
Yeah. Really interesting to learn about your stories and what brought you together and what brought you here. And should you ever make it to Germany and want to stop for Oktoberfest or?
Yes.
This sounds like a good idea. Absolutely. Let's put that on the list.
Let's put that on the list. I mean, Europe is probably small.
I already have my
Bierstein.
I have one.
You have a cup? Yeah. Yeah. You give your hat and the lederhosen and you have that to go.
Oh, that's going to go viral. Because there's going to be videos. Trust me. I'm thinking.
So thank you very much taking the time.
Thanks for asking us, inviting us. This has been a fun experience.
It was fun.
Absolutely fun. Thank you very much. And I stop the recording now because we take the last few minutes for a few pictures.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Okay, different shirt.
Wenn dir diese Folge gefallen hat, abonniere den Podcast einfach auf dem Podcast-Kanal deines Vertrauens. Wenn du noch mehr wissen möchtest, folge den Work-Life-Stories gerne auf Instagram. Ich freue mich, wenn du bei der nächsten Folge wieder einschaltest. Bis dahin, bleibe gesund und optimistisch, deine Mona Rüssmann.